That is our show. Thank you for listening. I'm already excited for my last ever show next week, and I will be with you again for another great week of sports.
This is WMUC-FM College Park. Let me do that louder. This is WMUC-FM College Park signing on.
So, which year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
Yeah.
So, this is your last semester?
Yeah.
Comes first.
Yep, just walking around on my lush, super plush new lawn.
Oh God, no, an anthill on my new lawn! How did I get fire ants?
What are you, turning into some kind of feminist? My God, are you still talking? Why is she still talking? I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40. I'm trying to buy a tap and die and some WD-40. Let's say I want a hammer. Do you know what a hammer is? That's what I want, a damned hammer.
What? Who?
Oh.
Eddie Stilson.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Carlos?
Eddie Stilson.
No.
No.
Yes.
Eddie Stilson.
Dale?
Bill,
Peggy,
oh!
Tony Danza.
I apologize for yelling at you. I just hate these big emotional scenes. But you just don't listen. It's like you got a problem with concentration. You don't have any goals. You got to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick!
about to eat a wiener without mustard.
As always, your logic is impeccable, Mr. Schlock. However, I was referring to the emergency in the ship's warp drive.
I would say that the program is at too early a stage to permit solving any serious difficulties, Jim.
Recommendation?
Suggest you wait for further plot complication before undertaking corrective measures.
Logical, Mr. Schlock. Perfectly logical, Dr. McCoy.
I'm a doctor, not a scriptwriter!
Warning, this is a plot complication. Warning, this is a plot complication. Warning.
Plot complication showing up on ship's sensors now, Captain. I'm switching to visual.
What is it, Mr. Schlock?
Computer data's coming in now, Captain. It's just what we need. A colossal negative space wedgie of great power coming right at us at warp speed.
Mr. Lulu, commence evasive actions.
Yes, Captain Jerk.
Evasive actions ineffective, Captain. The wedgie is turning with us and closing rapidly. Estimated time of impact, approximately 16.9 seconds. 15.
Bridge to engineering.
14, not here, Captain. 13,
what's not there,
12,
Snotty?
I said snot here.
Snotty,
Captain.
Give me full power. Get us out of here fast.
Ach, I cannot do it. The toilets are bumped up into the warp drive. It'll take time to make repairs.
Time? Mr. Schlock?
One. Wipe out. Readings are off the scale, Captain. I have not encountered this phenomenon before.
Damage report, Lieutenant Minura?
Well, honey, I'd say we took a shellacking out here.
Fascinating.
What is it, Mr. Schlock?
The force field seems to have passed through us and entered the surface of the planet Schwartz. Yet tricorder readings fail to indicate any such energy from the planet.
Opinion, Mr. Schlock?
Insufficient data, Captain.
Into the elevator, Mr. Schlock. Let's beam down to the planet's surface so I can find an alien to fall in love with before the program's over.
You usually do.
Ain't I something? Mr. Lulu, you've got the con.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
Elevator, transporter room.
I'm fine, how are you?
Elevator, I said transporter room.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, forget it. Elevator to engineering. Beam us down from here, Snotty.
Aye, aye, Captain. Your London coordinates now.
Energize, Mr. Snot.
Remarkable. There is no record of any such civilization as this on the planet Schwartz.
Look, Schlock, here comes a car, and feast your Vulcan squinties on that driver.
Far out, Captain Jerk.
Want a lift, sailor?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'll say goodbye here, Mr. Schlock. Now you'll have what you always wanted, command of the booby prize.
And you'll have what you always wanted.
What's that, Mr. Schlock?
A bleach blonde in red convertible on planet Schwartz.
Ain't I something? Well, say bye-bye to Starfleet Command for me, and I'll see you on Hollywood Squares.
Bye-bye, Jim. I thought he'd never go. Schlock to booby prize.
Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
What's not there, Lieutenant Snot?
I said snot here, Mr. Schlock.
That's Captain Schlock.
I?
Make it one to beam up.
Bobby Pickett and Peter Ferreira, Star Drek on the...
Stevie Nicks, the distinctive voice of Fleetwood Mac. Her style is unforgettable. Her lyrics, unintelligible. Stevie's back. With all your favorite hits on one big album, it's Stevie Nicks. What the hell is she saying? Yes, all her classics are here. You'll get Mean, Henry, and the incomparable digitally remumbled for stereo inaudibility. This is Stevie Nicks at her most nebulous. Stevie Nicks, what the hell is she saying? Available now on Incoherent Records and Tapes.
Yeah, I like Stevie Nicks. She,
Stevie Nicks. the distinctive voice of Fleetwood
That's a distinctive voice.
That was her? The one that was singing?
Yeah, that was the advertisement for Stevie Nicks. Didn't you recognize her voice?
She sounds like someone from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That would be a higher pitch. It's Stevie Nicks. You want to bring up Alvin and the Chipmunks and Cabrera. And before that, I'll say what I played.
We heard
Boris Pickett and Bobby Ferreira doing an episode of Star Trek, but they called it Star Trek. And before that, what did I play before that? Oh, yeah. Hank Hill covering Eminem. He did My Name is Hank Hill.
Do you like... You like King of the Hill?
Sometimes.
Digitally remumbled.
Yeah, I don't like inaudibility. Don't watch it that much.
I'm going to present you a selection of songs and
Stevie Nicks.
And I want to ask you to pick Fleetwood Mac. Her style one is unforgettable. From those. Her from these very carefully selected group of songs. So, can you see
Florida Georgia Line?
It's here.
What the hell is she saying?
I don't know these songs. These may be more recent songs.
Yes, all her classics are here. You'll get Mean, Henry, and the incomparable...
Yeah, these are kind of...
Only You. A Witch Doctor, that's a good song.
Scroll up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with Witch Doctor.
Okay.
Digitally remumbled for stereo inaudibility. This is Stevie Nicks. At her most nebulous. Witch Doctor.
I'm gonna make you mine.
So, Jay, this was Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks. So, what do you think about that song?
I do not like it.
Yeah, it was not the best, to be honest, but hey, like, we played, like, Chipmunks. What was, when you were a kid, did you watch Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Well, I had a record. I don't remember seeing them on TV.
So there was no, like, TV show?
There might have been, I don't remember.
But did you like that record?
I don't remember.
So here. So why don't we make it a bit more palatable to your taste?
The Beatles? I like the Beatles. I don't know if I will like Chipmunks covering the Beatles.
So there is one way to find that out.
Okay, well, listen.
Midnight drive with two buddies and I turned and I looked at my friends. I said with a frown, you can roll them all down, cause somebody has just broke wind. Well, they did their best to deny and protest. They hadn't started no breeze, but I said just the same, I know I ain't to blame, and yet somebody is cutting the cheese. Well, we argued a while through the midnight miles, then we stopped at a little cafe. An old waitress in jeans said, our specialty's beans. We said, take them things away. Well, she must have overheard our joking words about the crime with no confession. Because when we looked up from our coffee cups, oh, you should have seen her expression. Well, we made some tries to apologize if we'd said something that might offend. She said, no, dear, I hear a lot worse in here, but it sounds like you met our friend. And as she spoke, the whole cafe crowded around. Well, 10 years it's been since he walked in. Just remembering gives me a chill. Right over there he sat, wearing a 10-gallon hat. His buddies called him Big Bill. Well, he ate our beans till he busted his jeans. Then he waddled on out to the car. And from what I heard, and I believe every word, them boys didn't drive very far. Things got strange as the atmosphere changed. They all started gasping for breath. With looks that would kill, they turned to Big Bill, said, Bill, you're gassing us to death. But he wouldn't quit it. He wouldn't even admit it. And that got him incredibly peeved. And when they got the next whiff, they was right by a cliff, and that's where they gave Big Bill the heave.
Oh, the wind, how it blows, where it starts, no.
Well, he never was found, but he might be around. We can't be sure where he went, 'cause drivers out there, sometimes they swear that often they pick up his scent. So have another cup before you get up, and say a little prayer to your maker, 'cause though it was unwanted, tonight you was haunted by the phantom windbreaker.
Drifting alone.
I'll get it, honey. Yes?
Have
a nice day.
Oh, no!
Horribly pleasant voices from beyond the grave.
Have a nice day.
It's Harmonies from Hell.
Oh, no!
Have a nice day, have a nice day, have a nice day.
Harmonies from Hell, rated B flat. Check local listings for something better to see.
Make it a good weekend.
They're gone now. They lived life too hard.
Yeah.
Bye, Newts. Goodbye.
All the way from Lou
Mania, Barnes and Burns, with three drunk newts on the Doc Duty Mento Show. Kind of gets to you, doesn't it? And before that, the Tunes with the Punk Polka. Here's the Yiddish people.
Oi, boy, I'm a baby. Oi, baba, boy, boy, boy.
Now what you hear is not some crap. It's me and my buddies doing a rap. We may be old, but we are not feeble. We go by the name of the Yiddish people. My name is Max and I was able to tax. I'm the world's best CPA. I don't mean to boast, I don't mean to brag, but me you will never pay. I own hotels, motels, condominiums, property, Beverly Hills, even in the slums. Let me introduce you to the hippest dude on the scene. Would you believe he goes by the name of Frankie Frank Falstein? Do it, Frank, now! Do it, Frank, now.
Well, what do you make a person for? I'm sleeping here already.
Hey, Schlemiel, it's your turn.
Hoi! I got an old lady and her name is Shane. I wouldn't call her a shrimp. When we go out, people oftentimes confuse her with the Goodyear blimp. I got a son who's a doctor, one who's a lawyer, and one who's a total bum. He bought a condo on Three Mile Island. Oi, how could he be so dumb? Now I got him by misfit, I put him through college, even took a second job at night. After all I did for all my kids, do you think they even write? Now let me introduce you to the Schmover, all the dough. It's no big deal, he's just a Schlemiel whose name's Gefilter Joe. Take it away, Ursula.
Have you ever been to Iran's to eat and the food that tastes like dreck? She uses so much oil, you think she fights for OPEC. She makes chopped liver that runs like a river and the matzo balls radiate. And every time you blink your eye, she puts more food on your plate. So you tell her that your stuffed is a goose and she says, that's okay. See, what if I care if you don't eat? So I slave in the kitchen all day.
Everybody sing hotels, motels, condominiums. Property in Beverly Hills and I own it in the slums. Hoopy, booby, boogie, woogie, smoogie. We don't stop till we strip with a booby. Oi, boy, hubby, bubby, bubby. Hi, baba, boy, boy, boy. Hoopy, booby, boogie, woogie, smoogie. We don't stop till we strip with a booby.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And finally, beside the seraphim are those who are rarely mentioned. The Ophanim. Although their name sounds symbolic, they are real creatures featuring in one of the most puzzling stories in the entire Bible, the vision of the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel was far from home, exiled in Babylon. Jerusalem had fallen, the temple lay in ashes, and the promised land seemed to have been forgotten by God. But then God revealed something far more unsettling to him. It wasn't a vision of the past, nor a promise for his present. It was a revelation of the future. Ezekiel recounts the moment with precision. In my 30th year, in the fourth month on the fifth day, while I was among the exiles by the Kibar River, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. The river Kibar was a grand canal near Babylon, an artery of water used for trade and the forced labor of the exiles. In that place lived a marginalized Jewish community, far from the temple and far from God. For 5 years, Ezekiel lived among the exiles, watching as the people repeated their mistakes even in a foreign land. But suddenly the heavens opened. Ezekiel looked up, and from the north came a whirlwind, and within that storm was a massive cloud wrapped in fire, with lightning flashing from one side to the other. From that cloud emerged four living creatures, the cherubim of God. Each had four faces, a human, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Their wings spread out, two reaching upward, covering their bodies, and two touching the wings of the creature beside them. Their legs were straight, their feet like those of a calf, gleaming like polished bronze. They did not walk as we do. They moved in a straight line, never swerving, for they went precisely where the spirit guided them. The sound of their wings was deafening. Ezekiel described it as the roar of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the rumble of an army on the march. Everything around trembled with that sound, as if the air was alive and the earth quaked beneath their feet. And then Ezekiel saw something no prophet had described before. I saw a wheel on the earth beside the living creatures, and the appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like the color of beryl, and their appearance and work were as a wheel within a wheel. For the first time in the Bible, the living wheels appeared, covered with eyes, moving in unison with the cherubim. When the living creatures...
Emotional damage!
For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Ezekiel is astounded. How can one possibly describe such a vision? He uses earthly words for something never before seen, gigantic wheels. But these weren't ordinary wheels. They were wheels within wheels, as if one rotated perpendicularly within the other, enabling them to move in any direction without turning. Their appearance was dazzling, like chrysolite, and even more terrifying. They were covered with eyes all over. Ezekiel insists that the wheels moved in sync with the living creatures. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved alongside them. And when they rose from the ground, the wheels
rose. And his name is John C.
Had no separate will. They did not act on their own, but were so closely connected to the cherubim that they seemed like a single being. Wherever one went, they all went. And wherever one looked, they all turned. They do not speak or announce any words, for their...
Are you ready, kids?
I
can't hear you!
Being the mobile base of the heavenly chariot, the living support of God's throne. Yet everything that Ezekiel saw holds profound meaning. The wheels were covered with eyes all over. There was no blind spot, no hidden place. The eyes see everything, representing something only God possesses, omniscience. He sees all, and the eyes on the wheels declare that his knowledge is absolute. The wheels never stop. They move with a constant flow. They rise and fall, perfectly synchronized with the cherubim. This isn't just a display of power, it's a symbol of God's omnipresence. His throne isn't fixed in a single place, he is everywhere at once. His presence spans the heavens, crosses the seas, penetrates prisons, and even rises in exile. But why a wheel within a wheel? Why such an improbable design? This form represents something beyond our comprehension. Infinity, eternity, and divine mystery. A wheel inside another wheel, spinning endlessly, with no beginning or end, independent of human axes. This is God, eternal, limitless, beyond any framework. What is incomprehensible to us is natural to him. A perfect system, needing no instructions. Ezekiel observes and repeats, they moved with the spirit. There is no voice directing them, no external commands, no need for maps or paths, because God's spirit itself is their guide. Ezekiel discovers that God's glory isn't tied to a place. The heavenly throne is not static. It moves, and his presence can manifest anywhere. Yet, Ezekiel's vision isn't an isolated event. Throughout the Bible, other prophets and visionaries have glimpsed the heavens, and their words fit together like pieces of the same puzzle. Daniel, for instance, witnessed something astonishing as he gazed upon the end of times. I kept watching until thrones were set in place, and an Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, and the hair on his head like pure wool. His throne was flaming with fire,
can you and its wheels were all ablaze. There they are again, like wheels open associated doors.
With the throne. Wheels ablaze that are not
leading you down into my cause, where I've become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and leave. back home.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
I can't wake up.
Wake me up inside.
Save me.
Call my name and save me from the dark.
Wake me up.
Let my blood to run.
I can't wake up.
Before I come undone.
Save me.
Save me from the nothing I've become. Now that I know what I'm without, you can't just leave me. Breathe into me and make me real. Bring me life.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Like I can't wake up.
Wake me up inside.
Save me.
Call my name and save me from the
up. It all speaks of the perfect order in the unseen, of heavenly governance, the problems and directs all of creation. But the Bible isn't the only place where the ultimate reign. Seraphim, cherubim, and ophanim, all the angels of power, and the angels of the dominions and the chosen ones, and the others who are over the earth and the water, they all lifted their voice with one purpose and glorified, blessed, praised, and exalted with one spirit, with one voice. Enoch describes how he was brought before the throne of God, where he saw the Ophanim spinning eternally, enveloped in fire and radiance, alongside the cherubim, seraphim, and the mightiest archangels. They were sentient beings, part of the living machinery of the kingdom. Enoch claims their eyes are countless, their motion unending, and their presence causes even the lesser angels to tremble. But Enoch adds something more that the Bible does not mention. He calls them angels of sound and eternity. According to this ancient text, their movement isn't silent. It produces a thunderous roar, a song that sustains the cosmos. They are living gears that mark the rhythm of time and guard the mystery of eternity. They are voices without mouths, hymns without words, resonating before the throne of the Almighty. Not only do Jewish texts mention them, but centuries later in Christian theology, the enigmatic Pseudo-Dionysius the Areopagite included them in his renowned hierarchy of celestial beings.
Oh, that's a... What are you doing?
About what? I have been doing too many stuff.
This is complicated work here.
Like, you mean about the chipmunks?
Well, no, I mean... the angels and the sitar and the goofy and the...
Oh, yeah, it's a work of art.
Wait, let me see what the angels are saying right now. Paul wrote,
"For our struggle is not against..."
Oh, flesh. Can't hear them. That's because I don't have headphones on.
So, do we have headphones here?
They're in the box. We'll figure that out later.
So, wait, what happened to the headphones here?
I don't know.
So up next, we have another special song, Jay.
Yes.
So it's a unusual combination, if you understand. Unusual? Not usual.
Oh, unusual.
Yeah, unusual combination.
Okay, we try to be unusual here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of college radio, right?
Yes.
So, let's play this, and then we will come back, and we'll tell you what was that combination.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Them other boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Special, what's behind your back?
Yeah.
So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah. Take up the bridge.
Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
likes it back.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Go let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah. Take it to the bridge.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm the slave. I'll let you with me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way. Sexy back.
Yeah.
Don't watch your eye attack.
Yeah.
If that's your girl, better watch your back.
Yeah.
Cause you'll burn it up for me, and that's a fact.
Yeah. Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
What you're working with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Home Depot?
Yeah, Home Depot. Like, do you know the Home Depot beat?
Or no.
The Home Depot song?
No. How does it go?
So, it's kind of the background of this song.
Oh, okay.
It was. Do you want to listen to the Home Depot beat?
I could listen to it later.
So, and this
or
was...
Or you want to play it now?
Yeah, I can.
Wait a minute. Let me spin something else while you're looking for that.
And
living creatures covered with eyes, all forming an organized celestial court. When you piece together these testimonies, the image becomes clearer. We are not looking at isolated visions, but fragments of a single design, a structured heaven, a real kingdom, a throne that moves, and a court that functions like a living organism. Wheels, chariots, fiery beings, elders on thrones. It all speaks of a perfect order in the unseen, a heavenly governance that upholds and directs all of creation. But the Bible isn't the only place where the Ophanim make an appearance. In the Book of Enoch, the Ophanim are mentioned by name, and we read, "And the Seraphim, Cherubim, and Ophanim, all the angels of power, and the angels of the dominions and the chosen ones, and the others who are over the earth and the water, they all lifted their voice with one purpose and glorified, blessed, praised, and exalted with one spirit, with one voice." Enoch describes how he was brought before the throne of God.
Let me know.
Thank you.
began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you?
Finally, beside the seraphim,
reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Oh, Sebastian was responsible for that. Blame him.
So, but I
said okay, but I didn't know how bad it would be.
I mean, it's the same song. It's just with gunshots.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know, like whenever you're thinking about that song for 4th of July, there you have one.
Guns.
What is more American than that?
What's more American than that is Billie Jean, but every instrument is a spring door stopper. We'll try that.
So just 1 second.
We'll try that when it stops buffering. Okay, go.
A movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? around. She said, I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She told me her name was Billie Jean as she crossed the scene. Then heavy hair turned with the ice to dream of being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love. And be careful what you do. Could the lie become the truth? Hey, the Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. Was on the side, but who can stand when she's in the man? Her schemes and plans. I would dance on the floor and around. So take my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice.
Don't think twice.
She told my baby we danced to three. Then she looked at me, then showed a photo of her baby crying. Eyes would like mine. Go and dance on the floor in the round, babe.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. But she came and stood right by me. Just the smell of sweet perfume. This happened much too soon. She called me to her room. Hey, the Billie Jean.
So, Jay, that was... What was that?
That was Billie Jean with Hammer and... What do you call those things?
Door stoppers.
Hammer and...
So, it is possible to play Billie Jean using a door stopper as every instrument.
And hammer.
Yeah, and Jay, so... Are we ready for... What are you... Do you want to play the Kung Fu Fighting next? Or what do you want to play next?
Well, we gotta clear out of here.
So...
For the next... Wait, is that man coming?
Yeah, he's coming. I think he's coming. So let's go with Kung Fu Fighting.
Okay.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kicks were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
he rolled, he rolled, he rolled, he rolled. Shoulder, but it was kung fu fighting. Those jets were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Make sure you have expert timing. Oh, oh, I will. Nobody will know why I'm there.
What was that?
That was Eric Carman singing Kung Fu Fighting.
Okay.
So, did you say the station ID?
No, not yet.
So...
This is WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM on your radio dial. So, which you should listen to every day.
Yes, yes, every day, 24/7. You know.
It's college radio, and we don't know what the hell we're doing.
But it's good stuff. So, Jay, why don't we finish today's show with one last cover? And just to be clear, this is an AI cover.
Okay, I'll give it a try. It is Buff. Oh, there we go.
Ebenezer, let them free. Season kicking out a while.